This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi Clubbers, we've written a book and we are so excited to finally be able to tell you about it. It's called Have You Tried This? And it will be released on February the 15th, 2024 by Welbeck Publishing.
It's the best of what we've learnt over 4 years of living and experimenting with everything the self-care and wellness world has to offer, all collated into one place, plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book costs you absolutely nothing, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes.
Hello everybody, welcome to Self Care Club. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishkin, and welcome to your midweek meltdown.
Now, I don't know what questions have come in.
No,
so
but I do.
Lauren does, so she's going to read them out. So this is going to be a total surprise to you listening at home and me in the studio.
This is our new little section in the middle of the week where we take a listener question and attempt to resolve it
Or a meltdown, just something you're struggling with, because we all have them, but we don't always share them. And that's why we want to bring transparency and honesty to the Self-Care Club, don't we?
Absolutely.
And we've got a lot of love for our midweek meltdown last week. We had a lot of private messages. There were a couple of posts on the group. There was a lot of talk about what they would do. It was about finding someone's boyfriend was on Twitter.
Mm.
Should you tell them?
On Tinder.
Sorry, on Tinder. That makes much more sense.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing on the group. I would tell them, I wouldn't. It was great. A lot of discussion.
Let's jump into today's question.
You look very naughty. I'm a bit scared.
You should be. Hi, Lauren and Nicole. Advice, please. I need to know if I'm overreacting or whether this is weird, because it has sent me into a complete tailspin and I have no idea why. I've been seeing someone for a couple of months now. We've slept together quite a few times, obviously, and recently in bed,
oh God, I'm a bit worried.
He told me he likes golden showers. I was a bit shocked when he told me, but also curious. So we did have a bit of a go at it. I won't go into details. And it actually ended up being one of the best experiences I've had. We chatted after and he said something along the lines of worrying about getting the bed too wet. I suggested the shower and he mentioned that you can get waterproof sheets, especially for this kind of thing. This sounds like it wasn't his first rodeo, this guy. Long story short, the other night, he sent me a message saying he's ordered something for us, in inverted commas. And yesterday, an email popped up while he was here from a company called Love Blanket. Immediately panicking, I Googled it, and it's one of these sheets. I didn't want to say at the time, but it's really creeped me out for some reason. I don't think it's the pee stuff, because I liked that. I think it's just that we haven't really been seeing each other that long, and a one-off bit of experimentation, although I did say I'd be happy to try it again, had suddenly turned into him investing in something to use that presumably he's going to present me with sometime and expect me to be thrilled. I'm literally doubting the relationship over this. Not just this. He's a bit intense in general. It could come across as love bombing. But I've known him long enough to know he's just very demonstrative when he falls for someone and is in love quite quickly. Plus, he kind of did tell me that I was his ideal woman years ago and had feelings for me, so now he's saying how lucky he is all the time anyway. Am I being silly, or is he a bit weird for ordering this sheet? I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot in that question, listener.
Well, it's, it, it, I almost feel as if the sheet is irrelevant. It's just the prop in this whole story.
So,
right?
So I guess we're going to have to just put aside the golden shower.
Because it's not really about the golden shower.
Apparently it's not.
No, it isn't. It isn't about that. Because now what she's saying is, okay, so I agree to it once and now he's buying like equipment for the situation. So there's a lot more commitment to it. It's like, it's fine if it's a bit frivolous or a bit off the cuff or a bit impromptu. But now, what's she going to do? Walk in, there's going to be a whole fucking swing in there. And you know what I mean? Like masks and where's this going? That's the first thing. Second thing is she's thrown the word love bombing in.
Yeah.
So now I can't escape that.
Uh-huh.
Because there's now other behaviour that is in play that is causing me concern.
Well, that's her line. He's a bit intense in general.
Right, but she says it quite flippantly. It could be love bombing, but he is a bit intense. And now he's telling me how lucky he is all the time. And he's just falls really quickly. And those to me are red flags.
I feel a bit like she's a little bit got the ick. Not because he's peed on her, but because he's like too into her, or it's too intense, or it's too much, or it's too serious.
Or maybe
too soon.
She was seeing it in a very casual way, and now that he's bought a bedsheet, it's quite an intimate thing.
It's quite an intimate thing to pee on someone.
The pair of them,
yeah.
The sheet is an intimate thing for the pair of them. I mean, when was the first time you bought sheets with Ollie?
When we moved in together,
right?
Yeah.
So Adam and I put it on our engagement list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like we were really committed to each other. We'd been together a long time. Mm. Our families had met. Like, we were committed.
Yeah, it's quite... Bed linen
wasn't
is quite...
wasn't a waterproof sheet. And all I keep thinking
wasn't it?
Is, doesn't it just trickle off then? Doesn't it just like slip off the sides and then goes on the floor?
I mean, the only waterproof sheets I've ever bought were for my toddlers.
Yeah,
when they were potty training.
When you were trying to get them out of nappies.
Exactly. And...
you put it on and then you put a sheet over it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it didn't ruin the mattress.
Can I just say, like,
but why would
use
you not,
the bathroom?
Right. That was my next question. Obviously, if you're going to do a golden shower.
You say obviously, like this is a normal Thursday night for you, but use a bath.
Use the
bathroom.
Just go in the shower.
Or just go in the bathroom, surely.
Not in the bathroom. You would go in the shower. You wouldn't want to like pee all over your bathroom floor, would you? Would you want to pee all over your bathroom?
Do you know where I want to?
Because who the fuck's clearing that up? And let me tell you something. It ain't Ollie.
Do you know where I want to pee? In a toilet. Beginning, end, middle, end of story. Thank you so much and good night. Like,
I am actually...
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
You are judging, but that's okay. I am almost completely disinterested in the golden shower bit. I feel like that was just a...
It's a red herring.
It's a wet herring. It is a total red herring. I think that there's some sort of behaviour that's happening his end that is pushing her boundaries.
All right, so let's answer her question. Am I being silly or is he a bit weird for ordering this sheet?
I don't think it's about the ordering the sheet, is it? It's about he's full on, he's telling you how lucky he is all the time. He's obviously very into her and she's just taking things a bit easier and a bit more casual. And he's like, you know, he's there, he's in. But also the love bombing thing. Because love bombing, you know, that's a sign of narcissism. And that is some messy shit to get involved in.
I think...
She's thrown the word love bombing in very flippantly, but it is there. I can't escape it.
Mm.
I think there's...
I think he's scared her off.
There's a lot of alarm bells. He's scared her off, but it's nothing to do, ironically, with him peeing on her.
No. Or maybe she peed on him. She hasn't specified. It could be either way.
Oh, it could. Okay. I just assumed it was him weeing on her.
Well, she doesn't say. She just says we had a bit of a go. She doesn't say which way around.
I mean, it's causing a visual that's unnecessary. You know? Isn't it? It is though, isn't it? Because now I'm imagining the position that they're in if he's doing it. Now I'm imagining the position they're in if she's doing it, because she would essentially have to crouch. Would imagine if he's lying down, that's not very, it's not a nice, I don't know. It's not about the golden shower. It's not about the golden shower.
All I can think about is that, you know, my dog is slightly dribbly incontinent because he's 15. And all I do, like 16 hours a day
is mop up wee.
Like, I'm either changing his little diaper or mopping up the piddles, whatever. And like the thought of getting involved with that in any sexual capacity
But it also, yeah, Lauren, it wouldn't involve Barker.
Well, that would be really an extra issue.
Very different. I don't want to wee. I don't want to clear up wee.
No, me neither. I do clear up wee all day, most days already.
I don't need to clear up Adam's wee.
I don't need to clear up my own or Ollie's, right, or indeed my children's, because they're all continent now, thankfully.
I think the main issue is that he's quite intense.
Yeah.
That's the bit I'm taking away from this. He's quite intense. And I think you're right. She's got the ick.
Mm.
So this is not about the golden shower. No. It's not about the sheet. No. That was just, it was a red herring, and it was just a lead in to a bigger problem. He's pushing your boundaries, and he is probably taking the relationship to a place that you are not ready to go to yet. And I think you need to have a chat. And it's got nothing to do with whether his wee has been over your body.
Or her wee has been over his. We don't know. Don't assume.
I feel like I need more information.
I don't want any more information.
I don't know.
I think I'm wondering, and also she doesn't specify, but I'm wondering if she is a person who, when someone gets quite close, she immediately runs for the hills for whatever reasons she has. And I'm wondering if maybe she should just stick it out for a few more weeks and just see where the land lies, see how it goes, see if there are any other red flags, see what happens. I don't think she should like run now.
Definitely not. I agree with you, but I think a conversation needs to be had.
How would you go about that conversation? What would you say?
But it wouldn't be anything to do with the sheet or the golden shower.
No, I understand. But like, what would you say?
It would be like, you know what? I just want to establish where we're at, because for me, I'm really happy with how things are going and the speed at which they're going. And I don't want them to go any faster. And I feel like we might be seeing this slightly differently at this point. So can we just slow things down a little bit, please?
It's quite hard though, isn't it? Because sometimes you might meet someone and one of you has a much stronger immediate feeling towards the other, and the other person either takes time to catch up to that feeling or never does. But it's not often that you meet someone and you both feel exactly the same way at exactly the same time.
See, I think it is.
Do you?
Because it's chemistry. And well, you create a chemistry together.
But that might be a sexual chemistry or an initial attraction. But someone might be like, I really feel like I'm falling in love.
They're the really early stages.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're what? 2-3 months in?
She says a couple of months. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So they're at the very beginning stages of whether this is a thing or not a thing. And he's, I think he's jumping like 4 steps ahead. And I think that's what's giving her the ick. Nothing to do with the piss.
He might just have stronger feelings towards her than she does about him at the moment.
Also, because she's used the term love bombing. I'm sorry, I know.
You don't like that, do you?
I don't like it. Mm. That is a real red flag.
Okay.
Don't ignore that she... And she could have just said, oh, it was off the cuff. But these things aren't coincidence. They come from somewhere. So if it's something that she feels that that's what it could be, then she needs to keep her eyes open, because that shit is really dangerous.
I think go with your instincts. Keep your eyes open. Give him a bit of a chance.
Maybe back off from the weeing right now, because it seems like he felt more connected to you after it.
She's totally into it, so.
Yeah, but I think it's causing a lot of feelings for him, because he obviously felt much more intimate and connected to her after, whereas she was like, that was just a bit of fun.
Okay, listener, good luck.
Oh, please give us some more information. Don't give us any more information.
Please don't give us any more information. But do let us know how the relationship goes.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck.
We'll be back on Friday.